Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 61. Thank you so much for listening. So there's a story about Ivanka Trump, and basically when she was at the Olympics, a reporter asked her questions about the women that were accusing her dad of sexual assault. And she basically said it was an inappropriate question to answer for a daughter to answer about her father. And the criticism in the article was that she, you know, this is why nepotism isn't a good thing. And if she wants to hold the high office that she does, she should be able to answer some of these questions. And then also said, but perhaps if there was more transparency in the administration and in the family, that maybe this would have been a forgiven fallout of nepotism and people would have moved on. And I'm trying to figure out what I think about that. Like, should she have to answer that question? Like, I mean, on one hand, I think I kind of agree with their point on the transparency thing. You know, if the family, if we all felt confident in what was going on, we might be able to just let it go and not have a big deal about it. But when there's so many other things that are kind of concerning, weird, questionable, don't quite seem on the up and up, that one, of course, takes little things and runs with them more often and kind of, okay, what's going on there type of thing. So I guess I'm thinking that that's probably true. I don't really know our administration's histories enough to know when other things like this have happened. If I remember correctly, I read a story or heard a story about Jimmy Carter not being able to hire his daughter for something because when he was president, because of nepotism. I could have remembered that incorrectly. But I know I've heard certainly other things of situations where they've talked about this couldn't happen before. This was really, really frowned upon or whatever the case was with other administrations. And now it's kind of just being whatever, it's fine. There's that change, which is interesting. And if you pad the world around you with your friends and family members, it certainly changes how everybody's going to govern with each other and function with each other, most likely. So I guess I can, that point I totally get. On one hand, I also am like, should she have to answer this question? Like, on one hand, it's like, okay, if you know stuff, speak up, girlfriend. But that puts her in a really tough spot. Again, got to go back to the boss and the dad, both being the situation, obviously. It's bad enough when you just have to go back to your father and speak to whatever. And so, of course, in many cases like this, as a family member, you just don't say anything or people don't ask you out of, in a sense, respect. But I suppose in this situation, there's a whole different dynamic. You are part of our administration. You are working as an advisor. So therefore, be the responsible high office holder that you are and speak up. I don't know where the lines should be drawn with that. When does the respect of her relationship with her dad come into play? And when do you say, sorry, girlfriend, you gotta tell us what you know, which I realize this wasn't the court of law. This was a news reporter. So from her perspective, I certainly understand the feeling, like as a daughter, to say maybe that's an inappropriate question. But is that, how much of that is an excuse or padding that's been strategically put into place? So I don't know. I'm just curious. Like, I don't know what I think about that. I don't know how far that people should push or what we should be thinking about that or what her obligation is as the position that she does hold. For lack of a better word, where does her position trump her position in the family? I don't know. It just got me thinking, how do we deal with that? And again, if it's one thing if it's the exception to the rule, this doesn't happen with every company, but certainly when you're ruling a nation and you put your family and friends around you, it's going to get complicated. It's bad enough when we see that in businesses. I mean, obviously, you know, if you can see that in businesses and how badly things go and how things get messed up, and not always, thank goodness, but sometimes. Anyway, that's my thought for the day. Feel free to chime in on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That is the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces, on Facebook. And you can also check out other episodes of the podcast, either on iTunes or on the website, morningswithastranger.com. Have a wonderful day. May yours be more mobile and less painful than mine. Still dealing with back issues. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.